ones at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there. You can actually control the content by voting on the items on the site. You can create, you can add the items to the site. You can add your own, whatever you want to it, whatever URL online that you want to share with our listeners, you can submit there. But it's also very important for people to vote on those who have submitted things. So what you do is you click on upcoming stories right there on the front page, and then that will show you all of the user submissions from the past 2 or 3 days, basically. And then you can vote up if you like, and vote down if you dislike. Or just vote up. Maybe you just want to be positive, and you want to vote on the things that that you like. You can do that, too. Over at freetalklive.com, the more votes an item receives, the more likely it is to be at the front page and the top of the website. So it is a way for you to, as they call it, socially bookmark things with our other listeners. Freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. We're here live on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, and in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So in the first hour, we talked a lot about food stamps, government dependence programs, of course, in contradiction to the idea of independence, just to show how successful the government has been, the government people have been at propagating dependence, at propagating the need for government, or at least the belief that we need to have government. Why, God, where would I get my check from every month if we didn't have the government? I need somebody to send me a check so I can be taken care of. Well, why not, like we had suggested last hour, why not just allow local people in the community to create the programs that are necessary on a consensual basis to help people out, to give people real assistance rather than just a check.
Local people would not put up with this happening, and we've seen that with the story we talked about last week about the Peterborough, New Hampshire clerk who was fired.
You mean abuse?
Yeah, absolutely. Being taken advantage of.
Yeah, well, that's why it should happen,
if
right?
If you're there,
that's
right,
the
exactly.
Why this should be
exactly
happening.
Exactly, because if I've given you $20 and you're for food, and I see you spending it on beer and smokes, I don't know. I would have a problem with that. The person, the clerk who was fired, we talked about it last week, that her firing for refusing to sell cigarettes to someone with a cash benefit card has resulted in a good deal of backlash here in New Hampshire.
Politically,
mm-hmm. Because New Hampshire now wants to restrict the use of cash funds. So even mm-hmm. though that means someone could go to an ATM and withdraw money and spend it on cigarettes and beer, they wouldn't be able to use it at like a credit card at the register.
Why doesn't somebody just go all the way? Rather than trying to tweak this program here and to opt out of this program there, let's just go all the way and secede. It's time. I mean, it's been time for decades for somebody to secede, for one state to finally say, you know what? We don't need you, federal government. All you do is take money from people. You take a huge cut off the top for your federal bureaucrats, and then you send a little bit, a pittance back to the people that originally sent you the money. How about instead, we just go ahead and handle things on our own. We'll be fine. Nice knowing you.
You know, I think that's a fine idea, and I'm certainly for that. But, you know, when I think about it, there's essentially these blue states and these red states out there.
The donor states?
No, blue states and red states.
Oh, you're talking about politically. Okay.
Politically red, blue states and politically red states. And there are a few states, a handful of them, half a dozen, maybe slightly more than that, are these swing states that can go either way. New Hampshire's among them, the purple states. And, you know, wouldn't it just make more sense to break up the union and let the red states do the red state stuff? You know, they can have public executions and
they can elect priests to their governmental positions.
Right. You know, everything would be run by some religious organization. Yeah. You know, and do all the red state stuff, and you can have the blue state stuff. They can all run their governments like New York and Illinois do, and soon they'll be completely broke, and they can come begging to the red states and the red states can, you know, hand out dollar bills they've made from the hides of convicts or something like that to them, whatever it is that they want to do. But doesn't this make more sense? Rather than the reds and the blues fighting it out for who's going to be in charge of the presidency, make two of them. Make it so that the states can move fluidly back and forth between them. I mean, this just makes perfect sense to me. And if it's okay And I would ask the Americans, is it okay? Is it okay for a state to decide, you know what, we did decide to come into this union X number of years ago, X number of decades ago, I should say, X number score years ago. But we've decided that it's not the best thing for us. We would like to leave peacefully. I would ask people, is that okay for a state to do? And I think a lot of people would say, yeah, well, you know, if the majority of the people or the supermajority of the people in the state vote that that's what they want to do, then
The last number I saw was close to 25%.
25% believe that it's okay. That doesn't mean they support it. But I would think that a large
number... But if they think it's okay, that doesn't mean they oppose it.
Agreed. I would think that a large number of people that think it's okay probably support it. But, I don't know what it means. And I don't know what it means for a particular state. I would think the United States government, for the first state that secedes, would probably treat it pretty poorly.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be checks at the border.
Yep.
There'd be trade barriers and things like that. You'd have to be really prepared to handle it.
The market would handle it. I mean, whatever connections need to be made to bring food in and all that stuff would happen. I mean,
well,
can you imagine sanctions being placed on New Hampshire and how insane that would be?
People don't seem to care about sanctions.
They would care if it were their family members who were being sanctioned. So when the news media says there are sanctions on fill-in-the-blank country over in the Middle East or whatever, nobody really has, I mean, for the most part, people aren't as connected to that area of the world here in America. And so, you know, first of all, they may not really even realize what sanctions means. It means that you can't get food, you can't get medicine. They blockade, essentially, these things from coming into the country. It's horrible. Sanctions are horribly destructive. So people may not even realize what it means because it sounds like, oh, sanctions, what's that? Oh, they're being sanctioned. You know, it doesn't sound like it's a big deal from the way the word...
But why would a business owner say, oh, yeah, I want a sanction. I want sanctions on me. I would think that would, you know, the state's going to go the direction of its commerce, and most people in states, especially states like New Hampshire, are not interested in seeing a diminishment in profits and business.
Well, with open trade, they would have more
business. New Hampshire would have open trade.
But if you've got
the United States government would not.
Well, I don't care about the United States and what they do. I want to get away from them. Now, the way the United States government would be able to stop that would be to put some sort of physical blockade out in the 7 miles of seacoast or whatever it is that we have here in New Hampshire.
I've been lobbying for a wall against Massachusetts for a long time.
The Great Wall of New Hampshire.
Long time. Bring it.
Also, a small state has disadvantages in the area of they don't have the diversity of businesses, for instance. You know, how many pharmaceutical companies are in New Hampshire? How many...
telling you, man, if you open up the marketplace, they're going to relocate.
Agreed.
Here.
But I think that should be done through nullification, not through secession.
Forget all these baby steps. We need to jump all the way into the fire.
Have you not listened to anything I've said? I mean, I've talked about the disadvantages of secession, whereas there are advantages to nullification. If you diminish the amount of taxes that businesses will pay in New Hampshire before you secede, then you will have more businesses in New Hampshire for when you secede. So this is, now, if you're talking about Texas, it really doesn't matter. They got all that coastline. They got all that oil. They're fine. If California wants to secede, I mean, they're like one of the eighth or ninth largest economies in the world. They'll be fine. Alaska, they're doing okay.
New Hampshire's economy is very good, by the way. It's the number one economy in the Northeast. It's not the best in the whole country, but it's very good, especially considering it's comparing it to its neighbors. So I think it would be fine. And either way, it's something that needs to be talked about.
I just think nullification. And if I could talk about that, what that is, before beat the secession drum, you know.
It sounded like you agreed with
secession. Let's get out there and swim the English Channel before we learn how to swim.
First you agreed with secession. Now you're backing off and you're saying nullification.
Nullification? Before you swim the English Channel, my friend, you should learn how to swim. And nullification is a state deciding that it's not going to go along with the federal government in some particular area. For instance, New Hampshire has turned down federal money year after year after year when it comes to seatbelts.
Oh, don't get me started.
Your state, the other 49 states, all took the $3 million. Maybe it's different for larger states, I'm not sure. But in New Hampshire, it's $3 million. They took the 30 pieces of silver, so now adults in your state have to wear seatbelts.
It's a good example of nullification, but it doesn't go far enough. We need to have more of it, and we need to have... Well, why don't we just nullify everything? That's what I'm saying. 855-450-FREE. What benefits come from having the federal government? None. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order
and you're going to obey me.
Which one are you going to play?
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Hey,
who do you think?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio to allow this.
No, I have work today.
This is you ain't gonna make.
Wait, let me go. Now,
wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Independence Day edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive on the bulletin board system over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Takes you there, and that's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as find show notes from each night, the stuff that we're sharing with you on the air. Usually we'll link to you or link to those items over at the BBS in the show notes section. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there.
One of the places that I get my show prep that you're talking about there is from freedomsphoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com is a news aggregator, and it's aimed at the sort of liberty-oriented folks. You can get all kinds of news that deals with the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. It's freedomsphoenix.com. I recommend it. I read their stuff every day. Freedomsphoenix.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Carrie is listening in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I kind of wanted to talk about Obamacare. I've heard you guys talk a lot about it over the last week or so, but I haven't really heard you talk about the mandate for insurers where they have to spend 80% of all the money that they get on medical care and not administrative costs. So the government is who has like a 60 to 70% of welfare
administrative costs. Yeah.
Right. They're mandating that insurance companies have to have 80% efficiency.
Provide worse customer service for their clients.
Right. So I was wondering what you guys thought that was going to do to medical care.
So hold on. It's worse? I'm confused. They're mandated that they have to provide 80% of...
80% of the money that insurance companies get from premiums must now be spent on medical care as opposed to administrative costs. So therefore, the government is saying, we know that we spend between 50 and 70% of the money that we get in on administrative costs, but you must do differently than we do. You must do as we say, not as we do, and you must use 20%. Now, I don't know what the perfect amount is. I know that only the marketplace will determine what the perfect amount
is. Right. So you were saying it was worse. I mean, 20% is better than what the government spends it on, but the problem is they're forcing them to.
This isn't the government. This is insurance companies, and some might have, you know, they probably studied it, and 20% is probably the mid-level or something like that, would be my guess.
Right. But they're forcing them to do this as opposed to just allowing them to set their own policy about what their overhead is.
Sure.
That's the problem that's the issue with this, from my perspective, is not what the percentage is, but that they've even set a percentage, right?
Yeah. It seems unlikely that there would be huge innovations in the area of administration that would allow more money, that we would want more money spent on administrative costs. I mean, I get that. It's kind of like these CAFE standards in cars. But let's, you know, this I can talk about. CAFE standards in cars say that, cars have to have, they do this, do that, all kinds of things in order to be safe, and among them is, you know, the miles per gallon that the average car manufacturer, I believe, has per, as far as what they're selling or making, manufacturing, I guess is what it is.
Essentially, they're mandating things that the market would probably already decide upon.
But some of the things that the CAFE standards do is they make cars safer front-end crashes and side-impact crashes and things like that. Well, what that does is it drives up the cost of cars. Some poor people may want just a cheaper car. I'd like a car that costs $5,000, please. There are cars that they have in Europe.
The nano car in India is what, $2,000?
I'd like a car without computer parts.
Right. There's, these kind of things. And that marketplace is all dried up because the government has essentially regulated that out of existence. So if you want the cheap car, you have to drive a 1985 Buick.
So, Carrie, where were you going with the point about the mandate?
I was just wondering what you thought that it was going to mean for healthcare, especially considering the fact that now these insurers also are told that they have to take in any applicant whatsoever, regardless of their current medical problems or past medical history.
That's what I consider to be one of the most dangerous things, and that's, I think, one of the things that's going to lead towards spiraling costs for these companies that will result in consolidation and the ultimate dissolution of private insurance.
My opinion, to answer the caller's question, is I think it's going to tank the health health industry, and I think it's really going to turn healthcare into much like I've seen at the VA or at Department of Defense bases in terms of healthcare and being treated like a number, as your Social Security number, and not a person. You have X amount of time, you'll be waiting for several hours to see the person, and they'll give you 10 minutes of their time. They won't spend any time making a real diagnosis on you. You'll just be pushed through like a cattle with a number.
Carrie?
Yep, that's good. That answers my question.
Thanks for the call. Thanks. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
It's really difficult to, you know, to prognosticate on the depth, the breadth, and the just the overall, you know, danger to the marketplace ahead of time. You know, this is why we often refer to these as unintended consequences, because, you know, the assumption is the government bureaucrats don't always know what it is their programs are going to result in.
It's true.
You know, the idea of giving free money to poor people sounds like a really great idea. You know, let's take care of poor people until you say, oh, well, we've got three generations of them on here. Perhaps we're somehow stifling their will to work.
And on the other side of the coin, perhaps you're also stifling innovation in that, as you had said earlier, Mark, well, why do I even work for a living? Was this kind of question you asked rhetorically, and it's a good question. And more people will look at their careers and they'll say, well, why would I want to work harder? They're just going to tax me more. Why would I want to invest in this business? I'm just going to be taxed on it. I'm just going to have to jump through all these regulations and all these controls. So that also hurts things from the other end. You know, not only on one side are you encouraging people to be dependent on the system and all the handouts, but on the other hand, why would somebody want to go ahead and work their butt off if they feel like they're having all of their money stolen from them, or a significant portion of it taken from them? Why bother with all that effort?
To fund other people's beer and smokes.
Right. Right. There's a reasonable amount of indignance in that particular perspective. Now, I don't blame anybody for saying see you later and moving out of the country altogether, or just deciding to not go ahead and go through with some entrepreneurial aspect that they wanted to do, but then they decided it would be too difficult due to the various different government regulations. I mean, what kind of businesses are we missing out on? What kind of innovations and products, services are we not experiencing today because somebody just said, yeah, I'll just keep my job. I don't want to go ahead and start my own business. It's too difficult.
It's too difficult. I mean, there's a lot of people in business that know just how difficult it is. All those taxes that go into running businesses, all those fees, the licenses, all that stuff, it's overhead, it costs money, and it's hard enough to run on these margins as it is.
Yeah. It's a real disincentive. And it's an unknown as to how many are disincentivized. Because I can tell you, I felt it. I remember when I was looking into running a radio station, you know, what would it take to jump through the FCC hoops to get a legal radio station? And it didn't take me long when I was, I think it was a teenager, I was looking into this, like 17 or 18 years old. It didn't take me long to figure out, whoa, I can't handle this. And
yeah,
I sure as hell can't afford the lawyer that it would take to try to figure out how to even begin
exactly
the process.
And that's just running a radio station. You're not taking people's lives in your hands like running a transportation company or a bus or a taxi or anything like that.
Or a real business.
Radio. That was not what I said.
No, but that's true. It's radio. It's a joke. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. More about secession on the way, and your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands. And cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring us anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their site. We give it away, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do that there. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free.
If you're listening to this show on the radio, you may be listening on the AM radio. And if you're listening on the AM radio, you know that, you know, sometimes reception isn't that great, especially if it's, you know, you're on sort of the fringe of the, with the 0.5 millivolt contour, Ian, of the antenna there. So, you know,
I don't even know what that means.
What's that?
0.5 millivolt contour.
I don't really know what that means. I know that that's, you know, one of the contours, right?
Yeah.
That's all the designation is. Anyway, if you're on the fringe of the broadcast area of your local AM station and you're listening to Free Talk Live and you'd like to get better reception, the single best AM reception in the world can be had from the CC Radio 2. It is a portable radio, sort of the old style. It has some presets on it. I believe it's 6 different presets, might be 5. I can't remember exactly. I've got one sitting in front of my desk, but, you know, I only have a couple of talk stations in town and don't have all my presets set as a result. But it's really, it's great. And if anything made by the Sea Crane Company is always made with the finest parts and put together the best. And it's backed by a great warranty, too. You can go to seacrane.com and get the CC Radio 2, or you can call them at 800 800- 522-8863. It has the twin coil ferrite AM antenna is what really sets it apart. Obviously, the FM reception is still great, and it has ham and weather, too. So it's a great all-in-one radio. You can get it at 800-522-8863. If you mention Free Talk Live when you're ordering, whether you order online or through the telephone, you'll get an awesome little LED flashlight when you check out, too.
Sweet.
800-522-8863.
To the phones, to your calls. Greg, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I know she was talking about the VA earlier, and I use the VA, and she's correct about that. I go to the VA clinic here in Huntsville, and pretty much it's hands-off. The doctor sits at the computer and very rarely talks to you and just prescribes you medicine or whatever you might need.
He very rarely talks to you?
Well, just ask me a few questions, and that's about it. Very rarely examines me, you know. And if I have something majorly wrong with me, if I need a CAT scan or an MRI or whatever, they send you 100 miles south to Birmingham, and you have to wait on an appointment. And, of course, they do pay you. I mean, you do get travel pay and stuff, but you basically have to take a day off to work and go 100 miles south to Birmingham. So
This is government control of medicine right here. I mean, what you're experiencing is essentially single-payer health care.
Yeah.
And how government bureaucrats centrally controlled basically allocate their resources. Oh, well, even though they've got all this money because they're the government, they still can't have a MRI machine or a CAT scan machine in Huntsville, which is a fairly large metro in the Alabama area. But nope, you got to drive 100 miles if you want to have one of those. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And about this mandatory thing that you've got to have insurance, the Supreme Court came down to a decision. And I got to thinking about all this. I may be wrong, but the way I understand the 16th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States is that the government pretty much can tax you, levy taxes on whatever they want for whatever reason they want at any time they want. And I think the way out of that would be, you know, which a lot of libertarians have proposed in the past of abolishing the 16th Amendment of the Constitution.
That's a great pipe dream, right? But it would seem to me that secession would be more politically viable before getting, you know, a constitutional convention together or whatever would be required to amend the Constitution.
Well, you could do that.
Three-fourths?
I'd have to check on constitutional convention, but if it's passing a constitution or a constitutional amendment requires, I think, two-thirds of the House
two-thirds?
And the Senate and then three-quarters of the states.
A supermajority, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be my idea. And of course, the secession and I've got a question about that. What about defense?
What about defense? I mean, they're not defending you, are they? The military?
No, not. They're defending special interest groups.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to that question is, well, how would the marketplace provide people with defensive service that was actually in demand?
Costa Rica doesn't have a military. In Switzerland, every male, I think every male had to join the military and keep a gun in their house.
That's not the right idea.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just telling you that there are different ways to do military.
Everybody should have guns. Absolutely.
But you don't want to force somebody to have a gun that doesn't want a gun.
They can sell it.
What about the idea of having militias?
I have no objection to that idea. I think that people should organize themselves in the way they think is best to provide themselves with the security, the feeling of security that they need to have. If that means joining or supporting a militia, then that's fine. If it means creating some sort of more kind of professional protection service organization like we're seeing spring up in Detroit as the police are pulling out of various different areas, we're seeing private companies start up and offer people protection services. So whether it be a community effort like a neighborhood watch program or a militia, or whether it be some sort of a more professional operation, then I think that anything goes as long as it's voluntary, as long as people are consenting to these organizations and are not being forced into paying for them. If you've got a militia, that's cool, but if the militia starts going door to door holding people at gunpoint and extracting money from them, it's then crossed the line into trying to be a government, right?
A government, correct. And I tell you what, I love you guys, and maybe one of these days I'll get a chance to join you in New Hampshire. I think your movement's great. I've been following the Free State Project for years now before I even heard your show. And I heard your show, and I love it. And thanks for your time.
Fantastic, Greg. Thanks for your call. We hope to see you up here as well, and thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, talking about the idea of secession. And, in fact, secession is the rebel of the week over at Silver Circle, silverunderground.com. Silver Circle is a movie that we've discussed. So we've had the director and some other folks involved in the project on this program over the years.
Yeah, they're outlining several secession movements here. I think it's like 10 of them.
Well, that's a different article. There's another piece over at io9.com, which is the 10 movements to secede from the United States, talking about various different secession movements across the country. But the folks over at the Silver Circle Underground, I guess they have a weekly award that they give out called the Rebel of the Week. And just a little bit of commentary here that I'd like to share. This, I don't know who wrote this. I presume it's probably the director.
Dobby Barker.
Oh, Dobby Barker. Oh, cool. I didn't know he was involved with Silver Circle movie. That guy's great. The Muslim.
I think it was written by him.
The Muslim Agorist. Well, anyway, it doesn't have
a
title on it here. It's remember when July 4th was called?
The Rebel of the Week. Secessionist.
Right, right. But I'm saying he doesn't have an author. I apologize. Remember when July 4th was called Independence Day? It was around the same time people still called America the Land of the Free, which they only seem to say as sarcasm these days. On the day Americans declared their independence from Britain, it's hard not to think of the rebels of 1776. But instead, this Independence Day, I thought I'd focus on the secessionists of our day, who are far more brave than the rebels of 1776, in my opinion. In the Revolutionary War, they were fighting an empire on the other side of an ocean with roughly matched military technology and significant tactical advantages.
Yes, but they were certainly unmatched in the area of training. They had the weapons that were very similar. Some artillery they didn't, but they managed to come up with some.
Today, the revolution, deemed by many the evolution or the levolution, is fighting an empire that is bearing down right on top of them with overwhelming military force, and their only advantage is the strength of their ideas. So this Independence Day, I'm honored to declare secessionists our rebels of the week. A little bit more about the rebellion, if you will, the secession that I think is inevitable. Somebody's got to do it first. And there are 10 groups that io9.com has outlined as being active secessionist groups in this country. Who will be first? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. It's the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. We are here in the studio to take your calls about anything. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. And tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable. If you're in business and you need somebody to handle accounts receivable for you, because, you know, it's big pain to deal with, and it is a big pain to deal with if you're in business, you can check out SACL CAI. They're big supporters of Liberty, big supporters of Free Talk Live, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we're continuing here with a piece from SilverUnderground.com. That's the Silver Circle movie. Is yet to be officially released. I believe they're putting some post-production work into the film at this time. You can learn more about them over at SilverUnderground.com. But they pick the Rebel of the Week, and this week, the Rebel of the Week is you, if you're a secessionist, that is. And I think that more people should consider themselves secessionists. More people should talk about secession with their friends and their neighbors and their coworkers. And we can talk it into reality. We really can. If enough people want this to happen, it will happen.
I think it's going to happen eventually, but I think people really need to be forced into it.
Forced into it?
Forced into it. Left with no other choice.
Like the United States federal government becomes completely insolvent, and
right.
Then the states are left to go on their own.
Right.
A lot of people think that the federal government collapsing will result in, you know, some kind of terrible anarchy where people are eating each other in the streets or something like that. But there are state governments to pick up the slack. The federal government really doesn't do that much.
It's just another layer of bureaucracy.
From a day-to-day standpoint. I mean, you know, there are certainly some social welfare programs that they throw money at, but most of them are administered by the states. I mean, the vast, they're involved in the interstate, roads and that sort of thing. But, you know, a lot of those are administered by the states, too. They just get money for them.
There's nothing the feds can do that that can't be done by somebody else.
More efficiently.
Print money.
Yeah.
That's what the feds can do. They've got two things. They've got a whole bunch of military hardware. The United States government is the most destructive force the world has ever seen. And they make the world's reserve currency.
But anybody can print money, and anybody can have their own military hardware. So,
well, I think that their military hardware is a problem, actually. I think that the military hardware they have, that they're like a guy with a big hammer. They're running around trying to find as many tiny little nails as they could possibly find.
I agree,
but as we talked about with Greg, you know, individuals can provide for their own defense, companies can provide for their own defense, and these things can be done without the federal government.
Well, the federal government doesn't provide for your defense.
No.
They provide for their own defense.
That's right.
And if for whatever reason, strategically, letting your house be run over by tanks coming from the invading Red Horde from the north or whatever, you know, Canada, that dangerous... I mean, the idea that we have the largest military in the world is just preposterous. Mexico's going to invade? I mean, who's going to invade the United States?
The fear-mongering is now about China. You know, once upon a time it was Russia.
It's on the opposite side of the globe. The only thing China wants to do is mess with Taipan or whatever it is, Taiwan over there.
Right. China wants to also sell products
here.
Messing
with Vietnam now.
So they're not going to invade their biggest customer. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that that would happen, or that it would be in any way feasible from a economic standpoint for them to do, or from a troops standpoint. I mean, it's just, it'd be suicide. So, all that aside, the Declaration of Independence is from Silver Underground is not a legal document in the way the Constitution is. It's not even codified into law. It's not a statement of what the new government will be, but a statement of what no government anywhere should be. In that sense, it's not specific to America. It's addressed a candid world and claims to be universal and self-evident. The Declaration of Independence is a guide to identify tyrannical government anywhere, not merely unconstitutional government here, and declares that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, that is, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And many believe that the time is now, but are terrified to speak openly of secession because of the legacy left by Abraham Lincoln. But what if we weren't talking about a confederacy of states attempting to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with the Union? What if instead we speak of abolition of the federal government altogether, an amicable divorce between states with irreconcilable differences? Perhaps a long and difficult legal battle over custody and assets, but no bloodshed and no civil war. What if there was no Union to fight? The author says, I have this fantasy. See, I think that the whole concept of America was that states were independent and free to experiment with different systems of governance to see which worked best. Then this small, practically insignificant federal government with incredibly limited enumerated powers would kind of keep the peace between states. After all, this whole liberty thing was kind of new at the time, and people weren't totally sure it was a good idea, so they wanted a kind of kill switch in place in case it got out of control. Well, as it turns out, it's the federal government that got out of control. Didn't see that coming. Apparently, people are so concerned with controlling the lives of people they hardly know that they all want the federal government to do things it wasn't authorized to do. So it grows and grows and grows until all that liberty stuff is gone and the whole thing teeters on the verge of economic collapse while going around the world to look for people's or for new people's lives to control. I'm of the opinion that New Hampshire solved the laboratory of democracy riddle a long time ago. The smallest government with the lowest taxes is ranked number one in quality of life, first for child well-being, and has the lowest poverty rate of the entire union.
Smallest government?
The fewest bureaucrats per individual in the state.
Okay, I was wondering what the definition of that was.
With the, he says here, it seems clear enough. So if the results of the laboratory experiment aren't painfully obvious, let's shake the beakers. Face it, the ideological differences between liberals and conservatives are irreconcilable, and it's unconscionable to subject one to the bad ideas of the other against their will.
You know, and this is this really, for me, brings up something very interesting. I think a lot of people, if you have the opportunity to talk to them about this way, look, every one of these states asked to be part of the union. They signed up. They entered into the contract of being part of the union. And so, therefore, since all contracts have exit clauses, mm-hmm. is there not an exit clause? Because certainly prior to the Civil War, everybody believed that there was an exit clause to the government. In fact, there were instances prior to the Civil War of people threatening to leave for different reasons, different states threatening to leave for different reasons.
Revolution.
Yeah.
I think that's the exit clause.
And by the way, if you don't have a good exit clause, then what you will get is a revolution. There's going to be violence if you don't have a way for states to leave. So I think most people, once you have a chance to talk to them, look, the state got into the union, can't they get out? Will say, yeah, I guess that makes some sense. And if a state can do it, then what about a county? Should a county be able to, say that I've had it with this state, you know, whatever county, Manatee County is where I'm from in Florida. Should Manatee County be able to tell the state of Florida, yeah, I've just had enough of you.
Absolutely.
We're going to go do our own thing.
And an individual should also be able to personally
secede. And that's really what it comes down to. Shouldn't an individual who owns property be able to secede from whatever governmental body that they want to? And what should
to Edgelandia.
Right. I mean, really, why shouldn't they?
Yeah, indeed. So back to silverunderground.com. Public debate is getting us nowhere. That is debate between the left and the right.
Right. I mean, why in the world should the blue states have to do what the red states say or vice versa?
Exactly. Everybody should have what they want. It's silly to try to force everyone into a one-size-fits-all system. Let's have 50 different choices or dozens of different choices for people to move to better their lives and get a community that is more reflective of their personal belief system.
It's all about homogeny. I think the thing should be this way, so let's make everybody in the whole world do them. Well, I don't have control over the whole world, but I do have a little bitty, tiny, itty-bitty vote in America, so that's what we'll do. I mean, if it is wrong for people to not have health coverage in America, it's wrong for them not to have it all over the world. So why is it that we don't run all over the world and force people to have health care? Let's go kill their leaders and make sure they get health care. Let's tax the American citizens to make sure they've got health care, too. There's a bunch of rich people running around the world. Let's take their money and give it to poor people so they've got health care.
The author here says we need to actually see the tangible benefits of unfettered liberalism and unfettered conservatism. So next presidential election, let both candidates win. Let Romney run the red states and Obama run the blue states.
Here, here.
Split the Congress, and if Ron Paul wins any states, then let him run them too. I don't want to be controlled by any of those people, but all that said,
it's a step in the right direction, in
my
opinion.
More than enough representatives to go around. Let the liberals try to create their socialist welfare utopia without the Republican dime and see what happens. Let the Republicans build their corporatist warfare empire without the Democrat dime and see where it gets them. Oh, but I think we can do better. Let's let all the secessionists have their states, too. Let the libertarians run an independent Alaska. Let the Green Party run Vermont's republic. The Lone Star State never really wanted to be part of the Union anyway. But let's get really crazy. Give Hawaii their kingdom back.
Yeah.
Let the Lakota Nation have their independence. Let the Black Panthers have a piece of Louisiana for the Republic of New Africa. Don't forget the Conch Republic in Key West. And while we're at it, let's let the voluntarists have New Hampshire. After all, what's an experiment without a control group? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you ready for this? Because this is what should be coming to America. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE, or the hopefully it'll be the states formerly known as the United States. You can take control here. Outreach next.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.